Sally on the Island. Sally was in no mood for distractions, and so her school bus roared right on by her. She was wondering why the moon was out in the daytime. As she wondered, a moonbeam came right down to the sidewalk and lifted Sally up. She rose high above the city. Her sparrow friend, Ato, flew after her as fast as his little wings could carry him. The moonbeam carried them all the way up to the moon. Sally and Ato came floating down to the door of a moon castle. The door opened with a bang, and there stood the Moon Queen. Inside the moon castle, the Moon Queen fumed. "My rocking chair throne is gone. My rocker is stolen, burgled, and robbed," she huffed.
"My gosh," Sally gasped. "Where's it gone?"
"A robber got it and went on vacation."
"To Florida?"
"No, to a South Sea island," the Moon Queen huffed importantly.
"Now what'll happen, Queen?" Sally asked with worry.
"If I cannot rock that rocker, the moon won't go around," explained the Moon Queen.
"And then what?" asked Sally. "Is it too terrible to tell?"
"Nearly," muttered the Queen. "Now, let's see. If the moon stops going round, then what will cows jump over?"
asked the Moon Queen.
"How will fishes see?
What will sailors sing to?
What will wolves howl about? How will oceans roar? Where will rockets go? Need I say more?"
"Come on," Sally called to Ato. "We're heading for the South Seas." Ato did not think that was such a fine idea. Down they went to a South Sea island called Hakakima. They made their way through thick and dangerous jungle vines. Soon they came to a beach. There in the Moon Queen's rocking chair sat the robber. He puffed a cigar and wiggled his toes. Sally and Ato fetched a crab. Then Sally, on tippy toes, snuck and dropped the angry crab onto the robber's big toe. He flew 6 feet into the air, and Sally snatched the chair. She ran very fast and jumped on top of a truck. The robber tried, but he went splat!
"Hooray!" cried the Moon Queen. "My rocker is back!" Sally was matter of fact.
The Queen sat upon her rocker and rocked. Then the moon started going round again. And now, cows can jump. Fishes can see, sailors can sing, wolves can howl, oceans can roar, rockets can go. Need I say more?